Well, congratulations. We've finally done it. Neil and Andy, congratulations. First back-to-back promotions in this club's history and now proud members of the National League. Not usually got two of you to interview, so I'm going to pose a question first to Neil. How do you feel after that?
Drained. Knackered. I'm elated at the same time, obviously. It feels like it's been like weeks coming. So like the stress has been, hasn't it, last couple of weeks, it's been sort of hanging over us quite a bit. So to get over the line finally is a great feeling. And, you know, I think everybody at the club deserves it, the players, you know, the staff, the fans, the board, everybody. So absolutely over the moon, yeah, at the minute, but absolutely knackered at the same time.
Andy, we stood, all three of us stood on the pitch at Redditch about a year ago, actually, and remarked on what an incredible journey it had been. And it is very much the highlight of your careers so far. Where does this rank?
Obviously, even better, isn't it? Saying the step up was ultimately big. I don't think anyone expected us to do as well as we've done. And like Shamp said, really, the pressure's mounted the last little while because we've almost been a victim of our own success. It's unbelievable. I mean, for any club at any level to go two leagues through straight through is unbelievable. And we've done that, and we've got two games to spare. So that's some achievement because there's some massive clubs in the league we've just won. And so it's testament to everyone, like Champ said, within the club. Say the players are unbelievable because they find a way. And as bad as it was Monday, I was disappointed Monday, but I think that actually highlighted how good we've done this season because Brackley were a massive club, you know, loads of resources, loads of good players. And yeah, they beat us Monday, but collectively over the season, we're ahead of them. And that shows just how much we have achieved.
Yeah. Guys, you were really hurt after Monday. You just alluded to that. And it was a bit of a tonic to the lads, really. We knew that they needed to show something today, put on a performance. First half, to be fair, half-time could have been 3-4 up. It wouldn't have been a travesty. In the end, kind of limped over the line a little bit, but still controlled the goal, the game. And 1-1, would you say that was harsh? We probably should have won the game.
Yeah, I mean, I was so pleased with today, and I knew we'd get a reaction because minor champs teams, whenever we had a setback, we've always come back stronger and hungrier. And like I said, Monday was always going to be tough because they have got a lot of good players and it was a hard place to go, and everyone seemed to think we'd won it last Friday, which we knew we hadn't, but it was always going to be tough Monday. But we've trained this week and the mentality was that we were going to come out of the blocks today flying because Warrington have got a very good away record. I've watched them twice recently, so we know it was no gimme. But I thought the lads were brilliant, especially first half. I thought absolutely superb. And how we weren't 2 or 3 up was beyond me, really. Second half, they probably had one shot against the runner play and scored, so it puts a little bit of pressure on, but I thought we still managed the game really well. And so overall, I thought the levels of performance were really, really good today. And I thought it was more like us today, the way we ratted around, the way people worked the socks off, and you can see what it means to them.
Yeah, I think the particularly first half performance epitomised exactly why we are where we are as a club. The football was good, but we were first to so many things, weren't we? Just a shame, really, we never got the champagne win in front of our fans, but the scenes at the end of the game, even the last 10 minutes, because we knew it was done, was something else. I mean, something will live long in the memory.
Champs, you go for that.
Well, yeah, like you say, we just had the discussion at the end there, like some top players and management teams, you know, they go through their whole career without getting one promotion. And to get back-to-back, you know, 2 years in a row is, you know, what a feat. You know, we're kind of flabbergasted a little bit at the end, just how we've done that. And we know why, but obviously to get it done and get it over the line was a great feeling. But like we said, you know, everyone's deserved it. The lads have been absolute top draw. And like you just alluded to then, the first half, that was us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's what we've been all season, you know. That's what we've been drumming into them all week. Just make sure we get back to what we're good at, you know, and I thought first half we were exceptional. We, like you said, first to first, second balls, the hunger and desire without the ball to go and get the ball back and hunt it and go and press and win ball high up in their third. And that's what we did. And I just think teams haven't lived with us doing that this season, really. And that has been the recipe to our success. We're really delighted with them.
I mean, credit to them, really, because we played well at their place and they were very respectful at the end. They were respectful when we played them last time and they said how good we were. And we replicated that first half of what we were there today. So they've come on the back of it. I thought it was good they stayed out there, very complimentary about what we've done. And say they've made it difficult for us. We knew it was going to be difficult. They've got some good players and, again, they've had a good season. So it was never going to be easy today. They were never going to roll over. So to actually achieve it, you know, we've got two more games, but the longer it goes, the harder it becomes. We know that. Took a lot of pressure for a lot of people today, because you almost become victims of your own success, because if we hadn't got over the line, it's almost a failure, which it wouldn't have been a failure because we've come so far in such a short space of time. But, you know, the better you do, the expectations get higher and higher. And I'm delighted for the boys, because I said to them, you deserve to win this league, because it doesn't lie. You know, Brackley, as good as they were, they're however many points behind us. And we talk about it earlier in the season, me and you, you know, in the interviews, five games, you start looking at 10, 12, you start looking at Christmas. But, you know, with two games to go, that league table doesn't lie. And we've won it with two games to go. That's a massive achievement. And we have to be proud of that. So I'm so proud of the dressing room. Such a brilliant group. You know, the staff have all played their part. We had a meeting after all the staff, and I mean all of them, as in the Degsy's Busters, Mans, Gaz, obviously Tim, Champs, and even Miles. The whole group has been absolutely fantastic, and we've needed that, and you have to have that, and everyone's singing off the same hymn sheet is massive. And we've bounced off each other, and so we've found a way.
Absolutely. I bet you're worried about missing somebody's name out there, Andy.
Yeah, hopefully I haven't missed anyone, because I've missed Keith out, really, because Keith's been brilliant for us as well. Same last year, he does loads of reports for us, and it gives us information, and it all helps. Yeah, you know, I've got other people I speak to just generally about things, but Keith goes everywhere for us. And again, I really appreciate that, because it's been part of it. And say, Bob, Steve, you know, Archie, everybody at this club has played their part, because if people are not playing their part, you don't achieve what we have in 2 years. It. That's a fact.
Well, ultimately, it is job done. It's almost surreal. I've been a fan of this club for since I was 13. So it is crazy at the moment to be living this. I'm so privileged to be a part of it, and thank you so much to you guys. But two games to go, looking really ahead to a new era, going up into the National League. It's a big boys league. I'm sure there'll be a mixture of excitement, obviously, but trepidation in some ways as well. It's going to be a tough ask next season, isn't it?
Obviously, I'll let Shams speak a bit, but for me it's a massive step, because most of the teams in the league above are full time, so I think even the steps above that are probably not as big. With the exception of probably the Championship to Premiership, I think all the steps below that are not as big as what we're going to have to try and deal with next year. But to be honest, are we worried about that now? No. We've got to enjoy tonight. We've got to enjoy the next couple of weeks. We've got to enjoy the presentation. We've got to just realise what we've done and how far we've come and what it means, and say it's not easy. There's some big clubs in this league, some full-time clubs, some big budgets, some, you know, hybrid clubs. We've done it the same as we did last year, by training Tuesday, Thursday, playing Saturday. And we've built something here that money doesn't really buy. We've built something which is unbelievable. So we have to enjoy that. In a few weeks' time, I'll be ringing Champs, and then we'll start worrying about what we're looking at ahead.
Yeah,
probably about right. We'll enjoy it for the next couple of weeks. I think that's really important. You know, we said again before at the end, you've got to enjoy the highs, because you know something, football bites you in the bum, don't it? We know there's quite a lot of lows sometimes in career. So when it's a high, you have to go and enjoy it, and we will for the next couple of weeks, and then we'll meet and we'll have a look at it and see where we go, because as we say, some big clubs next year, isn't there? And it is a big step. It's a huge step going from National League North to the National League. It's, like you said, probably one of the biggest steps going in football. We'll go to the drawing board, we'll have a look, see what we're going to do next year. But we sat here last year, didn't we? We said it's a big step. Yeah. How are we going to get on? The remit was keep the club in the National League North. We've gone and won it, so you know, I'm not saying that's what we'll do next year in the National League, but we believe in what we're doing. You know, what we do, we feel works, and it's obviously done well. It's bared its fruits,
we would say the support has been absolutely brilliant this year. And like I said, they've enjoyed the last 2 years, and let's be realistic. Next year there's going to be some tough times, and it's important they stick with us as much next year when we do have some tough, you know, spells, because there's going to be. Let's be realistic. Although we thought there was going to be this year, but that's what football clubs that do well are about, and we're going to need that. But yeah, the support again. So how many 2-9 was it today through the gate? I think that's brilliant. So get as many here again next week, because we're going to have another party next week and the following week at Banbury. We want to get as many to both of them two games, and even as a fan, come and enjoy it, because we're going to prepare right, and we want to win the next two games. So I need to get or want to get as many points as we can, because the time me and him stop wanting to do well and satisfied is when that's not good enough. So we will be going to win the next two games. We want as many people there enjoying it with us as possible.
Great message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chaps, thank you so much for pulling yourselves away from the beer and the celebrations and
being on
top of people's shoulders.
We don't drink.
Yeah, well, I should be joining you for not drinking in a moment, Andy. But no, thank you. Immense credit, massive congratulations, and massive thanks from us as a media team as well. Thank you. And we'll catch up with you again after South Shields. Thank you.
Cheers, lads. Thank you.